For this Friday, May 16th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The Posey County Community Foundation is now accepting applications for its 2025 Community Good Grants Program. Nonprofits serving Posey County are invited to apply by Monday, August 4th. These grants support a wide range of local programs that make a real impact in the community. Full details and the online application are available at poseycountycf.org. For help, you can contact Amy Smith at 812-838-0288. You can also follow the foundation on Facebook for the latest updates. Posey County Council on Aging is having their spring fling tomorrow. It will be from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at 611 West 8th Street in Mount Vernon. There will be lots of crafts, homemade jewelry, homemade desserts, and popcorn. Coming up this Sunday at Hageman Park in Mount Vernon is the grand opening of Avery's Place Playground. The community is invited to celebrate the opening of the first all-inclusive playground in Posey County. Festivities begin at 1 p.m. Come enjoy ice cream, snacks, live music, and more. Hageman Park is located at 1301 Country Club Road in Mount Vernon. Last night in local high school sports, North Posey baseball beat Boonville on the road 11-2 as they improved to 16-7 on the season. North Posey softball lost at Boonville 5-4. Vikings baseball is now 15-5 overall. They play again this evening at home against Wood Memorial at 5:30. Mount Vernon baseball saw their three-game winning streak come to an end with a 9-8 loss at home against Southridge. Wildcats baseball is 4-13. Mount Vernon softball got beat at home by Vincennes Lincoln 14-7. The Wildcats are 4-6 on the year. In local college sports last night, USI baseball lost the series opener at Lindenwood at 9-4. The Screaming Eagles are 25-28 and 13-12 in the Ohio Valley Conference. Game 2 of their series at Lindenwood is this evening at 5 o'clock. Evansville baseball got beat in their series opener at home against Bradley 9-4. The Purple Aces are 16-36 and 9-16 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Only the top 8 teams make the MVC tournament next week, and UE is 2 games behind Bradley for the final spot in the conference tournament. Evansville have to win their final 2 games to make the postseason. Game 2 is today at 12 noon. From Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals were off. They begin a 3-game set in Kansas City with the Royals tonight at 6:40. The Cardinals are 5-1 on their current 9-game road trip and have an overall record of 24-20. The Chicago Cubs were also off yesterday and return to play today as they host a 3-game series against the Chicago White Sox at 1:20. The Cubs are 25-19 in the season. The Cincinnati Reds were able to salvage a game in their 3-game series at home with the White Sox on Thursday, 7-1. The Reds improved to 21-24 and begin a 3-game set at home versus the Cleveland Guardians tonight at 5:40. That's news and sports for this Friday, May 16th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News and Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.